Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
The hymn that we just sung is not a familiar one.
刚才我们唱的诗歌，不是熟悉的一首。
I knew we have this song in our hymn book.
我们知道这首诗是在我们的诗歌本里。
But I often skip this song when I turn to it.
但每次翻到我都马上翻过去。
I don't quite like the title.
因为我不太喜欢这个题目。
So I never really pay attention to what this song is really talking about.
所以我对这个诗歌的内容并没有关心。
And then last maybe 2 months ago in the WCCC.
然后两个月前在西岸的特会里面。
And one day we had this song.
有一天我们就唱这首诗歌。
Now ever since that day, I cannot get rid of it.
从那天起，这首诗歌就不能再从我里面出去。
Continue to come into my heart.
一直是在我的心里面一直进来。
And question me how much I live for the Lord.
让我心里有一个自问，就是说我对主有多少的爱。
How much I live for the Lord.
就是我对主有多少向他而活。
I know that one day that I need to stand in front of judgment seat.
因为我知道有一天我要站在基督审判的台前。
I don't believe that the Lord will ask me how many messages I have given.
我知道主不会问我你一生讲了多少的道。
That has no, that and that day, that's not what the Lord wants.
那一天这并不是主所要问的，要所需要的。
I think the Lord will appreciate how much I live for Him while on this earth.
那主要欣赏的就是我在这个地上的时候有多少为他而活。
So since this burden continues to be in my heart,
因着这个负担一直在我里面。
Therefore, I'd like to share with you this burden.
所以我今天愿意把这个负担跟大家交通。
And this is something very basic.
这是一个非常基本的事情。
If this was a college course, it must be 100 level.
如果这是一个大学的课程，一定是100那一级的。
It's very fundamental.
是非常基本的。
But it's very important.
但确实非常重要。
Can you turn with me to Isaiah chapter 43?
请大家翻到以赛亚书43章。
Isaiah chapter 43.
以赛亚书43章。
We read the first one.
我们读第一节。
Only the first one.
只是第一节。
But now,This is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine.
雅各啊，创造你的耶和华，以色列啊，造成你的那位，现在如此说，你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你。我曾提你的名招你，你是属我的。
The most striking phrase in this verse is the last phrase, "You are mine," declared by the Lord.
在这个章节里面，最触动我们的就是最后那一句，你是属我的，这是主的宣称。
Then turn to Romans chapter 12.
再让我们翻到罗马书第十二章。
Romans Chapter 12, verse 1.
罗马书第十二章第一节。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的。是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Let's have further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Father, we are so thankful that you gather us around the table.
父啊，我们何等感谢您在饼杯面前来召聚我们。
We have this communion with your Son.
我们可以与您的儿子有这样的联合交通。
We can eat and drink of you.
我们可以吃您喝您。
It's all of your grace.
这全是您的恩典。
We want to thank you for this time.
我们愿意为这个时间感谢您。
We also want to commit the rest of time into your hand.
我们也要把下面的时间交在您的手里。
As we open your word,
当我们来打开您的话语，
only Holy Spirit can speak to our heart.
只有圣灵能够对我们的心说话。
So we ask the Holy Spirit would move among us.
主啊，愿意圣灵在我们的心里来运行。
Interpret your words.
来解释您自己的话。
So we can understand your words.
所以我们可以明白您自己的话。
And we have that ability to respond to your words.
所以我们也有能力来向您的话回应。
We look up to you.
我们愿意仰望您。
To break the bread.
来拨开生命的饼。
And give us that our daily bread.
把这我们今天所需用的来赐给我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.As I said in the beginning, this is a very basic topic.
就像我刚开始所提到的，这是一个非常基本的题目。
And it's a fundamental issue.
是最基本的一件事。
And every one of us will have to have this experience if we want to go on with the Lord.
当我们愿意在这条路上继续行走，这是我们必须要有的一件事。
And this experience.Is consecration.
那这个经历就是奉献。
If you have not consecrated yourself to the Lord,
如果您还没有把自己奉献给主的话，
then your Christian life has not begun.
那您基督徒的生活其实还没有开始。
I'll just say it again.
让我再说一次。
If we have not consecrated our life to our Lord,
如果我们没有把我们的生命奉献给主的话，
then our Christian lifeHave not begun.
那我们基督徒的生活还没有开始。
No, you say, no, I can begin. No, I'm Christian already for 5 years, 6 years.
那您可以说我的基督徒生活早就开始，我得救已经5年、6年了。
And it's like an engineering major without taking calculus.
但这就像您学的是工程，但是却没有学过数学。哦，微积分。
I remember when I was in college.
我记得当我在大学里的时候，
I was first one in my family go to college.
我是在我们家庭里面第一个上大学的人。
And no one in my family can help me.
啊，我家庭里面没有人能够帮助我。
And I went to college. I had to study calculus.
啊，到了大学里面，我就要学微积分。
And we have a teacher that's almost 70 years old.
我们的教师是大概70多岁。
I could not hear what he was saying.
我很难听到他在讲什么。
And I'm studying calculus.
但是我那时候在学微积分。
I know how to calculate the answers.
我虽然知道怎样来计算这个答案。
But I knew at the time I didn't really understand.
但在那个时候其实我不明白。
But I passed.
但是我及格了。
So I went on to sophomore.
所以我就到了第二年。
I went on to junior.
也到了第三年。
And I had so much difficulty with fluid dynamics.
然后我就对这个流体力学就非常的有困难。
I couldn't get it.
因为我不了解它。
And I realized it's because I didn't get my calculus.
这时候我才认识到原来我的微积分没有学好。
Brother and sister, maybe you believe the Lord for a while.
弟兄姐妹们，也许您信主有一段的时日。
But then you find yourself in a difficult situation.
但是您会发现自己在一个困难的光景里面。
Look like you don't grow spiritually anymore.
您可能觉得在属灵里面没有增长。
Look like this year is about the same as last year.
今年跟去年差不多。
And your last year is about the same as year before.
您去年跟前年又差不多。
Spiritually, you're not growing anymore.
在属灵里面没有长大。
Maybe you have this realization.
也许您认识到一点。
I have my knowledge has actually grown.
您的知识在增长。
But my experience does not.
但是我的经历没有增长。
I do not have the experience to match my knowledge.
我的经历与我的知识是配不上的。
We're not satisfied with our Christian walk.
我们也对自己基督徒的这个行走不满意。
We always felt that we are weak.
我们经常觉得自己软弱。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
there could be one explanation.
可能是有一个解释。
That we have not consecrated ourselves to the Lord.
我们没有把自己奉献给主。
Because this is the only way that we can continue to go on with the Lord.
因为只有这条路让我们能够继续来走跟随神的路。
So we have to come back to this basic.
所以我们要回到这个基本的里面。
Come back to this fundamental issue.
来到这个最根基的事情里面。
And start thinking about this issue, this matter of consecration.
来思考，来默念这件关于奉献的事。
And there's no better words than Romans 12 verse 1.
那也在这件事上没有比罗马书12章1节更好的章节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1 separate the book of Romans into two parts.
罗马书12章1节把整本罗马书分成两个部分。
It's so clearly that this is a dividing line.
是这么的清楚，这个就是分界线。
From chapter 1 to chapter 11 is part 1.
从罗马书1章到11章，这是第一部分。
And from chapter 12 to 16 is part 2.
从12章到16章，这是第二部分。
In part 1, Paul was telling us,
在第一部分，保罗跟我们讲，
What God has done for us in Christ Jesus.
神在基督耶稣里面为我们所做成的。
And in part two,
在第二部分，
Paul was encourages our responses to the gospel of Christ Jesus.
保罗在鼓励我们向着基督耶稣的福音。
And in this part one, using 11 chapters,
在这个第一部分用了十一章。
And he described what the Lord Jesus has done for us.
就来描述主耶稣为我们所做的。
It begins with discussing this forgiveness of sins.
来开始讲到的就是罪得赦免。
Brother and sister, we were sinners.
弟兄姐妹们，我们都是罪人。
So we have this heavy burden of sin on our shoulders.
所以我们有这个罪的重担在我们的肩上。
But one day,
但有一天，
by His grace and by our faith, this burden was lifted away.
靠着他的恩典，也借着我们的信，这个重担被挪去。
And what a wonderful day that was.
那一天是何等奇妙。
And that is redemption.
那一天就是救赎。
That's forgiveness of sins.
那就是罪得赦免。
And this is what Jesus Christ has done for us.
这就是基督耶稣为我们所做的。
But that's just the beginning.
但那只是个开始。
That's just the very beginning.
那只是刚刚开始。
The gospel continues.
这个福音继续下去。
What the second thing that Paul described.
那第二件是保罗所描述的。
Lord has done for us.
就是神为我们所做的。
He delivered us out of the power of sin.
让我们从罪的权势里面被解救出来。
We understand that we have committed many sins.
我们知道我们都犯了许多的罪。
But there is something called power of sin.
但有一件事叫罪的权势。
And this is inside of us.
这是在我们里面的。
If we do not be delivered from this power.
如果我们不从这里面被解救出来的话，
we'll continue to be the slave of sins.
我们还是罪的奴仆。
And there is a Chinese saying.
有一个中国的谚语。
So our Chinese have this understanding.
我们中国人有这样一个了解。
The word says that if you want to remove the thief in the mountain, it's easy. 除山中贼易。
除山中贼易。
But if you want to remove the thief hidden in your heart, it's difficult.
除心中的贼难。
You see, this is how Chinese.
这都是中国的一个谚语。
There are thieves outside.
在这个外面有许多的贼。
It's easier to remove them.
把这些挪去都很容易。
But there are thieves inside.
但是在心里面有贼。
It's difficult to remove.
这非常难把它消灭。
This is the power of sin.
这就是罪的一个能力。
But we thank the Lord.
但我们感谢主。
By faith.
靠着信。
We realize we were crucified with Christ on the cross.
我们知道我们与主耶主同钉在十字架上。
And this old man, this old self, this thief was crucified at the same time.
这个旧人，这个贼，在那个时候已经被钉死。
Therefore, the Lord delivered us out of this power.
所以主借着这样把我们从罪的权势里面解救出来。
This is even greater salvation.
这是更大的一个救恩。
This is even greater news.
这是一个更大的消息。
But the Lord, the gospel, did not stop there.
但是这个福音也没有停在这里。
The gospel continued.
福音继续下去。
Even greater news.
更大的一个消息。
The Lord has well be doing in our heart.
就是神要在我们心里所要做的。
The Lord will conform us in the image of His Son.
神要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
God foreknew that He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son.
神预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
For this reason,
为着这个原因
He arranged all things that work together.
他就让万事互相效力。
In order to conform us into the likeness of His Son.
是为了把我们磨成他儿子的模样。
This is wonderful.
这是何等的奇妙。
If our eyes are open to see this,
如果我们的眼打开看见这件事的
话 We will embrace everything that occurs around us.
我们就会来拥抱在周围发生的所有事
Because everything that happened around us.
因为每件事在我们周围所
God will use it to conform us to this image of His Son.
神都会用来把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
So the great, what a great salvation.
何等伟大的一个救恩呢
No one would be able to separate us from the love of God.
谁能让我们与基督的爱隔绝呢
When Paul was writing until chapter 11,
当保罗写到罗马书第十一章的时候
He was so overwhelmed.
他是这样的被征服。
He couldn't help and say, Oh, how deep of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God.
他禁不住地说深哉神丰富的智慧和知识
How unsearchable
是何等的他的判断何等难测
The path is beyond tracing
他的踪迹何其难寻
And he couldn't contain himself
他就不能来控制他自己
By what the Lord has done for us in Christ Jesus
就是因着神借着主耶稣在他里面所做成的。
I hope that every one of us, when we read chapter 11,
我希望当我们大家读罗马书十一章的时候
and we will reach that same conclusion.
我们也会达到同样的结论。
How wonderful!
何等的奇妙
How deep!
何等的深
How unsearchable!
何等的难测
How untraceable!
何等的难寻
Then he comes to chapter 12.
然后我们来到第十二章
That is therefore.
这里有一句话叫所以。
This is a word of sequence.
这是因果关系里面的果。
Therefore, connect what's in chapter 12 to chapter 11.
这个所以呢，就把十二章与第十一章连在一起。
Because of what the Christ Jesus has done for us.
因为主耶稣为我们所做成的。
And we should have a response. We should have a response.
我们应该有一个回应。
And this response.Is consecration.
这个回应就是奉献。
This response is to offer our bodies as living sacrifice.
这个回应，这个奉献就是把身体献上，当作活祭。
This is the right response.
这是一个正确的回应。
This is a reasonable response.
这是一个理所当然的回应。
This is a must response.
这是一个必须的回应。
Then from chapter 12 and all the way to chapter 16.
然后从第十二章一直到十六章
，Paul told us how to live a consecrated life.
保罗就告诉我们怎样来活出一个奉献的生活。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约里面
，and there is a pictorial story about this.
有一个关于这件事的图画
，and help us to understand.
来帮助我们了解
the relationship between redemption and consecrations.
就是关于救赎跟奉献的关系。
We all understand the story.
我们都明白这个故事。
And this picture is the Passover lamb.
这个图画就是逾越节的羔羊。
And Lord told Moses.
主告诉摩西。
Said that every household on January 14 evening will have to slaughter a lamb.
就是在正月十四日，每一家都要来杀一只羔羊。
Then you are to take the blood of the lamb and put it on the sides and tops of your door frame.
然后就要把羔羊的血抹在左右的门框跟门楣上面。
And every Israel, family by family, will gather in their home, will eat the meat of the lamb with unleavened bread.
每一个以色列的家庭都要聚在一起来吃羔羊的肉，而且来吃无酵饼。
Then Lord said, on the same night, Lord will send angel to all the land of Egypt.
然后神要差遣他的天使在那一夜巡行埃及遍地。
Then the angel will strike down every firstborn, both man and animals.
把埃及地一切投生的，无论是人是牲畜，
But Lord also said,
都要击杀。但是主又说，
When I see the blood on the door frame,
他说如果我看到门框门楣上有血的话，
I will pass over that household.
我要越过去。
So every household, if they have blood on their door frame,
每一个家庭如果他们有血在门框门楣上，
The firstborn in that household will be redeemed.
那个家里面投生的就要被救赎。
They will be saved.
他们将要被拯救。
AfterThey were delivered.
当他们被拯救之后，
And Lord asked them, give them a command.
主就给他们一个命令。
Jehovah said, consecrate to me every firstborn male, the first offspring of every womb among Israelis belongs to me.
他就说，在以色列里面，凡投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都是我的，要分别为圣，归我。
This is relationship between redemption and consecration.
这就是有关救赎跟奉献。
Every firstborn in the house of Israel has been redeemed.
在以色列里面，每一家投生的都要被救赎。
Has been redeemed by the blood of the lamb.
都要被羔羊的血来救赎。
And those firstborn now belong to Jehovah.
从那时候起，这些投生的就归给耶和华。
Because they were purchased.
因为他们是被买赎的。
The transaction has been made.
这个成交了已经。
Therefore, all the firstborn belong to God.
所以每一个投生的都要归给神。
Then you say that I'm not firstborn.
那你就说我在家里不是投生的。
Only the firstborn belong to God.
只有投生的才属于神。
I'm not the firstborn.
我不是。
But if you read Hebrew.
但是你如果读希伯来书的话，
If you read carefully, Hebrew refers to us as church of firstborns.
如果您仔细读的话，希伯来书里面说有众长子之会所共聚的总会。
In other words, every child of God is considered a firstborn.
或者说每一个神的儿女都被神认为是头生的。
So we are all firstborn.
我们都是头生的。
Because every one of us was redeemed.
因为每一个都是被救赎的。
We are redeemed by the blood of the lamb.
我们是被羔羊的血所救赎的。
So we are redeemed ones.
所以我们是蒙救赎的。
We are the firstborn.
我们是头生的。
Then God said the firstborn belong to him.
神说头生的是要归给他。
You are mine.
你是属我的。
Remember Isaiah 43.
还记得以赛亚书53章吗？
I have redeemed you.
我救赎了你。
And you are mine.
你是属我的。
Every time there's a transaction, there's a purchase, there's a change of ownership.
每一次有一个买卖，有一个过户的话，这个所有权就被更改了。
Earlier this year, I purchased a automobile.
今年早些时候我买了一部车。
It's a used one.
这是一个旧车。
So after I negotiate the price.
当我这个讨价还价之后
，Then we agreed，
我们都同意了。
I will take the check. Then this person will take the title and car and key to the bank.
哦，是卖车，这个人把他的支票给我，那个人就把车跟车的这个户头还有 保险，所有的事情都拿到他的那边。
So we went to the bank together.
所以我们一起到银行里
面。We put our name on the papers.
把我们的名字签在这些文件上面。
I gave him my check.
我把我的支票给他，是买车。
He gave me the title and the key.
他就把这个车的户头跟车的钥匙给我。
Once we made this transition,
当这个买卖过户之后
，and the ownership of that automobile changed,
这个车的车主就已经更改了。
I now become the owner of this automobile.
现在这部车是我做它的主人。
Brother and sister, when you and I believe the Lord Jesus Christ,
弟兄姐妹们，当我们来相信主耶稣的时候
，and there is a transaction.
这里有一个过户。
When was this transaction happen?
这个是什么时候发生的呢？
It happened on the cross.
这是在十字架上。
When Jesus was crucified on the cross.
当耶稣在十字架上被钉死的时候。
He took away our sins.
他把我们的罪担去了。
And he gave us his precious blood.
把他的宝血给了我们。
So there's a transaction that our sin was taken away.
所以这里有一个交易。
And he gave us his precious blood.
我们的罪过犯罪了在他那里，他把他的宝血给我们。
And after this transaction,
当这个买卖成交之后
，we belong to him.
我们是属于他了。
Brothers and sisters, according to the law, we belong to God.
弟兄姐妹们，照着主所说的，我们是属于主的。
So there's no need to urge us, right? We belong to God.
所以应该不需要来劝我们，因为我们本来是属于他的。
But here the Paul said, I urge you, brothers.
但保罗说，我劝你们。
This word urge in the original text means begging.
其实这个原文是讲到恳求。
Paul begs us.
保罗在这里恳求我们。
In view of God's mercy.
是以神的慈悲。
God does not want to deal with in the spirit of law anymore.
这时候，神不再在律法里面与我们来交通。
God deals with in mercy.
神是用他的怜悯跟我们来相交。
Even by law, we already belong to him.
虽然靠着律法，我们已经属于他。
But he still wants us to consecrate willingly.
但他还是希望我们是自愿的来向他奉献。
He does not want us to be His by law.
他不愿意，这是靠着律法的一件事。
He wants us to consecrate our life to Him on our free will.
他愿意我们在自由的意志里面把自己奉献给他。
There is a pictorial form of this in Old Testament as well.
在这件事上，旧约也有一个图画。
It's the form, the story of bond servant.
就是关于奴仆的故事。
In Hebrew custom.
是在希伯来人的习惯里。
If you buy a Hebrew servant, then this servant will work for you 6 years.
如果你买了一个希伯来人做奴仆，这个人要服侍你6年。
But after 6 years, he will go free.
但六年之后，他要白白的离去。
This servant can go anywhere he wants.
这个仆人他可以到哪里都可以。
However, if this servant loves his masters.
但是如果这个仆人爱他的主人
And he's willing to stay with his master.
他愿意与他主人在一起的话
And the master will take the servant to the judge.
这个主人就要带他到审判官面前
The judge will take the servant to a doorpost.
这个审判官就要把这个仆人带到门边
And pierce his ears.
把他的耳朵用锥来刺穿
And then this servant will be servant for his life.
然后这个仆人就要服侍主人到永远。
But this servant would do this on his free will.
但这个仆人这样做是出于他自己的意愿。
Because after 6 years,
因为六年之后
he knew the masters.
他了解他的主人。
He loved the masters.
他爱他的主人。
He thought for himself, there's no other place on this earth will be better than my master's house.
他一定自己里面思想过，在这个地上没有任何的地方比主人的家更好。
I made a decision to stay with the masters.
我做了个决定，要与主人住在一起。
I will consecrate the rest of my life with this masters.
我要奉献我的余生与这个主人在一起。
Then his ear will be pierced, then he will be a bond servant.
从这时候起，他的耳朵要被刺穿，成为一个奴仆。
Every bond servant is a bond servant on his free will.
每一个奴仆都是自愿成为奴仆的。
This is what the Lord wants from us.
这是主在我们里面想要得着的。
He wants a bond servant.
他要一个奴仆。
This bond servant becomes bond servant on his own free will.
这个奴仆是照着他自己的意愿来做奴仆的。
This call is for everyone.
这个呼召是为着每一个人的。
Paul did not say, I urge you, missionaries.
保罗并不是说我凭着神的慈悲来劝你们这些传道人。
Paul did not say, I urge you, ministers.
保罗并不是说我来劝这些服侍主的人。
Paul said, I urge you, brothers.
他说弟兄们。
Every one of us was what Paul was trying to talk to.
每一个弟兄姐妹都是保罗讲话的对象。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
This is the calling for us.
这是对着我们的呼召。
Legally, we belong to God already.
在这个道理里面，我们已经是属于主的了。
But our God wants us to make that decision on our own.
但是神却让这件事我们自己来决定。
Therefore, Paul urges.
所以保罗在这里劝我们。
In view of God's mercy.
是照着神的慈悲来劝我们。
To consecrate our life.
来奉献我们自己的生命。
To offer our body as living sacrifice.
将身体献上当作活祭。
So what is a living sacrifice?
那什么是活祭呢?
We understand sacrifice.
我们了解这个祭。
A sacrifice in Old Testament is either a bull, or lamb, or a bird.
在旧约里面，这个祭牲或者是公牛，或者是羔羊，或者是一只鸟。
A Hebrew would take that sacrifice to the priest.
那希伯来人们他们就会把祭牲带到祭司面前。
And the priest will help him to offer this sacrifice as a burnt offering.
那祭司就要帮助他把这些祭物献在上面做燔祭。
We understand what the sacrifice was in Old Testament.
那有人问，在旧约里面这个祭牲，这个祭到底是什么呢？
But now I'd like to ask you a question.
现在我要问大家一个问题。
What does this sacrifice represent?
这个祭代表的是什么？
I think this is very important.
我想这是非常重要的。
That bird, that lamb, that bull.
这个
What do they represent?
这只鸟，这个羔羊或者这个公羊，它们代表什么？
Brother and sister, the sacrifice represents the person that made that offer.
弟兄姐妹们，这个祭牲其实就是代表献祭的这个人。
He does not represent what he had, what he has.
并不表示他所拥有的。
It represents him.
是代表他这个人自己。
The sacrifice is not something we have.
祭牲并不是我们所拥有的东西。
The sacrifice is us.
这个祭牲就是我们自己。
We often have this misconception.
我们经常在这件事上有误解。
When we think about consecration,
当我们想到奉献的时候，
we think about something we have.
我们想到我们所有的。
The Lord wants something that I have.
主要我们所有的一些。
And we love what we have.
那我爱我所有的。
So we have difficulty in consecration.
所以我们在奉献上有困难。
This is wrong.
这是错误的。
Sacrifice is not what we have.
奉献并不是我们所有的。
Sacrifice is ourselves.
这个祭牲就是我们自己。
Now we understand what the sacrifice really is.
现在我们了解什么是这个祭牲。
It's not about what you have.
这个并不是你所拥有的东西。
It's about you.
这是关乎你自己。
God wants you.
神要的是你。
God doesn't want what you have.
神并不要你所拥有的东西。
So what is the living sacrifice?
那什么是活祭呢？
In the Old Testament, it's a death sacrifice.
在旧约里面都是死的祭牲。
And what is a living sacrifice?
那什么是活祭呢？
Before we are saved.
当我们得救之前，
We live for ourselves.
我们是为自己活。
But now we're consecrated. We consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
当我们把自己奉献给主的时候，
We live for the Lord.
我们是为主而活。
And this is living sacrifice.
这就是活祭。
Just like this bond servant.
就像这个奴仆。
He's living.
他是一个活的人。
But he does not have his own will anymore.
但他没有自己的意愿。
Just like that sacrifice.
就像那个祭牲一样。
Just like that dead bull.
就像那个死的公牛一样。
Like that lamb and that bird.
或者那个死的羔羊或者死的那只鸟。
The sacrifice does not have his own will anymore.
这个祭牲再没有自己的意愿。
This bond servant will not have his own will.
这个奴仆也再没有自己的意愿。
But he's living.
但他还是活着的。
So he's a living sacrifice.
所以这是活祭。
We often have another misconception about consecration.
对于奉献我们还有另外的误解。
We thought consecration is doing something for God.
觉得我们的奉献是为神做一些事。
I have to do something for God.
我一定要做些什么事。
It's not about doing something for God.
这不是做什么为着神。
It's living for God.
而是为着神而活。
It's not about doing.
不是关乎做。
It is about being.
而是是。
This is a living sacrifice.
这是活祭。
So how do we do this?
那我们如何行呢？
Now we understand what is sacrifice.
现在如果我们了解这个奉献。
But how do we do this?
我们怎样来行呢？
How do we practice this?
当我们怎样在实际里面来操作呢？
First thing, this must be done specifically.
第一件事，这个奉献要具体。
It's not something you can do in a very abstract way.
这并不是只是笼统的来做。
And just pray, Lord, I give my life to you.
只是这样祷告说，主啊，我把我的生命献给你。
It does not work that way.
这样的话并不成功。
There's a story between F.B. Meyer and C.T. Studd.
有一个故事是关于 F.B. Meyer 跟 C.T. Studd.
Everyone knows about F.B. Meyer. Who was greatly used by the Lord.
如果您了解 F.B. Meyer 的时候，这个人是被主大大的使用。
But very few of you know who C.T. Studd is.
但很多人不知道这个 C.T. Studd 是谁。
C.T. Studd was one of the Cambridge Seven that went to China.
C.T. Studd 是剑桥七杰里面其中之一，他们去中国服侍。
And he spent most of his life in China, India, and Africa.
他一生的时间主要是花在中国、印度跟非洲。
And C.T. Studd has a very rich family.
C.T. Studd 的家庭非常的富有。
Not only he is very rich, he's very famous at the time.
在那个时候，不光他很富有，而且他非常有名望。
He was an athlete.
他是一个运动员。
He's a cricket player.
他是一个板球的运动员。
And he's so good. He represent his country to play against Australia.
他是这样的优秀，所以他代表这个国家来与澳大利亚队比赛。
But he loved the Lord so much.
但是他如此的爱主。
And he gave his life.
他就把他的整个生命都奉献出来。
He gave his riches.
把他的财富奉献出来。
He offered all his inheritance to all the missionary organizations.
把他所有的产业都分给这些传教的机构。
Then went to China for services.
然后他就去中国服事。
One day then the C.T. Studd visit F.B. Meyer's church.
有一次呢 ，C.T. Studd 去到 F.B. Meyer 服侍的教会，去那里交通。
And he stay with F.B. Meyer.
他就住在 F.B. Meyer 家中。
Early in the morning when F.B. Meyer woke up.
在很早的时候 ，F.B. Meyer 他就起床。
And he saw the light, is on in C.T.'s room.
他就看到在 C.T. Studd 弟兄的 房间里面灯还是亮的。
Then he hesitated for a while. He knocked the door.
他犹豫了一下，就过去敲门。
And he saw CT is reading scriptures.
他就看到 CT 弟兄在读圣经。
And then he asked him, "What are you searching for?"
啊，他就问，他说，弟兄，你在寻找什么呢
？And CT said, "I search in the scripture for the command that I can obey."
这个 CT 弟兄他就说，我是在寻找主的命令，我可以去遵行的。
This is a bond servant.
这是一个奴仆。
Oftentimes, when we search the scriptures,
有的时候当我们来查考圣经的时候
，we search for promises.
我们来寻找应许。
I want to see a promise that can solve my problems.
我寻找一个应许解决我的难题。
But CT searched for commands.
但是 CT 他寻找的是命令。
Because he's a bond servant.
因为他是一个奴仆。
Bond servant need to know what the master wants.
奴仆需要知道主人心里想要什么。
F.B. Meyer was so impressed.
那 F.B. Meyer 就非常的深的印象。
He had not seen anyone, like C.T.
他从来没有见到像这个弟兄 C.T. 弟兄这样的人。
Then C.T. asked F.B. a question: Have you consecrated your life to the Lord?
C.T. 弟兄当时就问 F.B. 弟兄：“你有没有把自己奉献给主
？”F.B. Meyer said, "Of course."
F.B. Meyer 就回答我当然了。
F. Meyer has been a minister for some time. Of course I did.
F.B. Meyer 他服侍神已经有一段的时间，当然他说我奉献了。
And C.T. Starr said, "Have you offered everything in your life, one by one, to the Lord?"
C.T. 就问这个弟兄，你有没有把你生命里面的每一件事一样一样都奉献给主？
And F.B. Meyer did not.
F.B. Meyer 当时并没有。
So F.B. Came back to his room.
所以 F.B. 弟兄回到他自己的房间。
And Holy Spirit was moving in him.
圣灵就在他里面来做工。
Then he started looking at his life.
他就来，来查验他自己的生活。
As if looking in a big house.
就像在一个大的一个建筑里面来寻找。
And he start offer the room each one at a time to the Lord.
然后他就把这里面的房间一间一间的献给神。
And he has no problem. Now he's no problem. He's going very very well. One by one, he offer his room to the Lord.
啊，对他来讲，很多的时候很容易。他一间一间的，他一间一间，很快都交给神。
He loved the Lord so much, so he quickly goes through the rooms.
因为他如此的爱主，所以很多的房间很快他都已经都巡行过。
But then came to one, he stopped.
然后到其中一个房间的时候，他停下来。
He couldn't do it.
那间房间他不能交出去。
This is the area in his life he realized he could not offer to God.
这个是在他生命里面有一个领域，他认识到不能奉献给神。
Everything else is okay, but not this.
所有的都可以，但就是这个不行。
So he struggled.
所以他就在挣扎。
He struggled in big time.
他很大的挣扎。
He could not do that.
他真是不能做。
Then he prayed a prayer.
然后他做了一个祷告。
He said, "Lord, make me willing to be willing."
他说，主啊，给我一个心愿，让我愿意。
Just right after he made that prayer,
马上在这个祷告之后
，and the Lord just take the keys away.
主就来把他那个钥匙拿走。
And the burden was lifted.
然后这个重担就被释放了。
He finally can offer that room to God as well.
这个时候他也可以把这个房间也献给神。
And he consecrated everything that he has to the Lord.
然后他就把他所有的都奉献给神。
So later in the year, F.B. Meyer has this saying.
然后 F.B. Meyer 就写下这样一句话。
He said, "If the Lord is not Lord of all, then it's not Lord at all."
这句话是说，如果主不是一切的主，他就不是主。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，This is consecration.
这是奉献。
It's not a very general, abstract offer.
并不是一个笼统，是一个抽象的。
You have to go through your own life.
你要在你的生命里面每一件事都来查验。
You have to go through it one thing at a time.
你要一件一件的来对付。
And offer everything one by one to the Lord.
把每一件事一件一件的来奉献给主。
Until the Lord show you which one you're still withhold for yourself.
直到主让你看到有哪件事你并没有把它献给主。
To put it more practical way.
让我们再实际一些。
And we can use another pictorial form in Old Testament to help us.
我们可以再来看一个旧约里面的图画。
In Old Testament, if a priest want to serve the Lord.
在旧约里面，如果一个祭司要来侍奉神的话。
And they will do something to this priest.
那有一些事情要在这个祭司身上来做。
They would use the slaughter a lamb.
他们就会杀一个羔羊。
And they will take some of the blood and put it on the lobe of the right ears, right here.
然后就要把这个血抹在这个右耳的耳垂上面。
That's right here, put some blood there.
就在这个地方放一些血。
And then we'll put some blood in the right, the thumb of the right hands.
然后就把血抹在这个右手的拇指上。
And on the big toes of the right feet.
然后也要抹在右脚的拇指上。
That's what they have to do.
这就是他们需要做的事。
If you do not, go consecrate yourself this way, you cannot serve.
如果你并没有经过这个程序，你不能来侍奉主。
You have to have the blood applied to the lobe of your right ears.
你必须有血抹在右耳垂上。
So what does that mean?
那这是什么意思呢？
This has everything to do consecrations.
这是与奉献绝对有关系的。
Why put blood on the earlobe?
为什么要把这个血抹在右耳垂上呢？
When we want to consecrate our body to the Lord, we have to have a starting point.
当我们把身体献上作为活祭，一定有一个开始。
And the starting point is our ears.
这个开始就是我们的耳朵。
This is so obvious in the life of Samuel.
这在撒母耳的生命里面是非常明显的。
Remember Samuel when he was very young was offered to the temple to become a priest.
还记得撒母耳在很小的时候被奉献在殿里面来学习做祭司。
And he was so young.
他是那么的年轻。
And Lord began to teach him.
但即使这样，神已经在教导他。
And the first thing Lord taught Samuel is about hearing.
第一件事主教导撒母耳的就是听。
Because if we cannot hear the Lord, how can we be a bond servant?
如果我们不能听到主，我们怎么来做奴仆呢？
How can you be a servant if you can't hear?
如果你做一个仆人，怎么可能你听不到声音呢？
Therefore, consecration begins with ear.
所以奉献是从耳朵开始。
Some of us may think that we can consecrate ourselves.
我们有的人觉得我们靠着自己就能把自己奉献了。
In reality, no one can do that by himself.
其实在实际里面没有人能够自己做这件事。
Even in Old Testament, required help from priests to offer a sacrifice.
甚至在旧约里面所有的献祭都要祭司来帮助。
And in the New Testament time, we need the help from the Holy Spirit.
在新约的时代我们需要圣灵来做我们的帮助。
Therefore, we must be able to hear the small voices of Holy Spirit.
所以我们必须要听到圣灵那个微小的声音。
If we can't hear the Holy Spirit, we cannot consecrate ourselves.
如果我们不能听到圣灵微小的声音，我们怎么能把自己奉献给
他？ Only Holy Spirit will be able to show us in our life how should we consecrate ourselves.
只有圣灵能够向我们来启示怎样在我们的生命里面来奉献。
It all starts with our ears.
这完全是从耳朵开始。
Brothers and sisters, as we go through our life,
弟兄姐妹们，当我们经过生命的里面的经历的时候
，we use our ear very little.
我们很少用到自己的耳朵。
One day, my sister was on the phone with another sister.
有一天，我的姐妹在电话上与另外一个姐妹交通。
And they're talking.
他们一直在讲。
And when they finished.
然后他们结束了。
Then my sister told me.
然后我的姐妹告诉我。
This person never listened to her.
这个对方根本就没有听我所讲的。
And this is so very true.
这是何等的真实呢？
When we're on the phone, we try to talk.
在电话上我们来交谈的时候，
we try to express our thoughts.
我们总是把自己的心意表达出来。
We spend very little time listening to the other person.
但很少花时间来听对方的讲。
When the other person is talking, we're taking rest.
当对方讲的时候，我们其实是在休息。
And we just want to prepare our next sequence of thoughts.
或者是在准备我们下面要讲的。
We don't know how to listen.
我们不晓得怎样来听。
We don't use our ear that much.
我们不晓得怎样来用我们的耳朵。
We use our tongue a great deal.
我们用舌头用得多。
We believe everything can be resolved by our tongue.
有的时候我们觉得所有问题都是靠口能够解决。
So therefore we use our tongue a whole lot in our home.
所以在家里面我们用舌头。
We talk to our spouse.
我们对配偶来讲。
We talk to our children.
我们对孩子来讲。
We keep talking.
我们就一直的讲讲讲。
But we never listen.
但我们从来不听。
How can we be a bond servant if we keep talking and not listening?
如果我们要成为奴仆，怎么可能只讲而不听呢？
Therefore, you have to apply the blood on the lobe of your ears.
所以要把这个血抹在右耳垂上。
So we can begin to listen.
所以我们可以开始来听。
Begin to listen to the Holy Spirit.
来听圣灵。
Brother and sister, if you stop talking, then you can begin to hear His small voice.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们停止谈论的时候，我们就可以来听圣灵的声音。
The reason we can't hear His voice because we can only hear our own voices.
为什么我们不能听见圣灵的声音？因为我们只听到自己的声音。
We hear the voices of each others all the time.
我们经常听到彼此的声音。
We cannot hear the voice of Holy Spirit.
但是我们听不到圣灵的声音。
Because his voice is small.
因为他的声音是微小的。
You have to stop.
你一定要停下来。
We have to stop.
我们一定要停下来。
We have to stop arguing.
我们停止争吵。
We have to start protesting.
我们停止来为自己来争权。
So that we can hear the voices of Holy Spirit.
所以我们能够听圣灵微小的声音。
And the second step is to apply the blood on the thumb of right hand.
第二步就是在右手的大拇指上抹血。
This is so difficult.
这是非常困难的事。
The hand is wonderful.
手是非常奇妙的。
And we can do things.
我们可以用手做许多事。
We can do things according to our will.
我们可以照着自己的心意来做事。
If we want to arrange our house in this way, with hand, we can arrange it in the way we want.
在家里面，我们可以用手把家里面布置成我们心里想要的。
We are a natural man.
我们是天然的人。
Natural man has his own will.
天然的人有我们自己的心意。
Just like Peter.
就像彼得一样。
He always know what to do.
他从来都知道自己要做什么。
He even told Jesus what to do.
他甚至告诉耶稣你要做什么。
At every circumstances, Peter has idea what to do.
在任何的环境事情，彼得都知道要做什么。
Now even in the Mount of Transfiguration,
甚至在变化山上，
He knew what to do.
他也知道该怎样做。
When people ask whether hisMaster need to pay temple tax. He knows what to do.
当有人来问彼得，你的夫子要不要交圣殿税的时候，
When Jesus, after Jesus was resurrected,
当耶稣复活之后，
and disciple at the time didn't know what to do.
那时候门徒都不知道该怎么做。
And Peter has some idea.
那彼得也知道，他心里有主意。
I'm going out to fish.
我要回去打鱼。
Peter always has some idea.
彼得总是有他自己的主意。
Because he has good hands.
因为他的手非常的强壮。
But in John 21,
但是在约翰福音21章，
Jesus told Peter,
耶稣告诉彼得，
I tell you the truth. When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.
我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
God asked Peter to stretch out his hand.
神要彼得把他的手伸出来。
The hand that always knows what to do.
这个手就是永远知道该做什么。
But one day Peter stretched out his hand.
但有一天彼得把这个手伸出来。
Give up his own way.
把他自己的道路放下。
So somebody would dress him and lead him where he does not want to go.
所以别人要把他束上，带他到不愿意去的地方。
This is consecration.
这是奉献。
Our Lord Jesus stretched out his hands.
我们的主耶稣也把他的手伸开。
Even allow people to put the nail through his hand.
甚至让人允许把钉子钉在他的手心里面。
Because he is a bond servant.
因为他是一个奴仆。
Finally, put the blood on the big toe of right feet.
最后要把这个血抹在右脚的大拇指上。
When we talk about feet.
当我们提到脚的时候
is related to the way that we have been walking on.
总是与我们走的道路有关系。
You remember when the first time the Lord met Peter.
你还记得第一次主遇到彼得的时候吗？
The first words out of Jesus' mouth.
第一句从主耶稣口里出来的话
is follow me.
就是跟从我。
If you remember, the last words Jesus said to Peter.
如果你记得主最后对彼得所说的一句话。
At the very end of John.
就是在约翰福音最后。
And Jesus said, follow me.
耶稣说你跟从我。
Our feet should be used to follow our Lord Jesus.
我们的脚应该用来跟从主耶稣的。
Lord does not have a complicated message to us.
主对我们并没有一个很复杂的信息。
And Lord has a very simple message to all of us.
主对我们有一个很简单的信息。
Which is follow me.
就是跟从我。
Follow my footsteps.
跟从我的脚踪。
Follow me,
跟从我
to the end,
一直到末了
This is bond servant,
这是奴仆
So practically speaking, we want to learn how to consecrate ourselves. We will start with those three things.
所以从实际上，我们要操练怎样奉献的话，就是这三点
We need to learn how to hear.
我们要学习怎样来听
To hear the voice of Holy Spirit.
来听到圣灵微小的声音
We need to stretch our hands.
我们把手伸出来。
And said, Lord, have your way.
说主啊，照着你的道路。
Then we should follow him.
然后我们应该来跟从他。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
we should not postpone this.
我们不应该在这件事上单言。
This is the reason that our Christian walk is so weak.
因为这是我们基督徒走的道路为什么这么软弱
This is the reason that we cannot live a holy life.
这就是我们为什么不能过圣洁的生活
This is the reason that our experiences do not match our knowledge.
这就是为什么我们的经历配不上我们的知识
If you have not done this before,
如果您从来没有做过这件事
You have never consecrated your life to Lord before.
如果您从来没有把自己的生命奉献给主的话
You need to do it right away.
你应该现在马上做。
You need to do it now.
你要现在就做。
If you have done this before.
如果您已经从前奉献过。
But you did it in a very general way.
但您做得非常的笼统。
You need to be more specific.
您需要非常的具体。
You need to come to the Lord and offer everything in your life one by one.
您需要到主面前把您生命里面的每一件事一件一件交给主。
If you have done this in the past, but you have not renewed your consecration.
甚至您以前这样做过但没有更新奉献的话。
You need to renew the consecration today.
今天要更新这样的奉献。
You might ask how often I need to renew my consecration.
您可能要问这样的更新需要多么经常呢？
If you read the Bible, Old Testament, you need to do this at least twice every day.
如果您读旧约的话，这件事起码每天要有两次。
Every morning there's a burnt offering offered up.
每天早上有燔祭献上。
It was slow burn all the way until the evening.
这个燔祭一直要烧到晚上。
Until it become ashes.
直到它成为灰烬。
Then there is a second burnt offering offered up.
然后有第二个燔祭献上。
From evening all the way to the next morning.
从这个晚上一直到第二天的早上
and go on forever.
然后一直这样的继续到永远
This is about our consecration.
这是关乎我们的奉献
Every day when we wake up in the morning.
每天早上当我们醒来的时候
We need to renew our consecration.
我们需要更新奉献
Lord, I need to live this day for you.
主啊我们愿意今天是为你而活
At the end of that day.
在这一天的末了
And we need to do that renewal again.
我们需要再来更新奉献。
This is what we're supposed to do.
这是我们需要做的。
Every day, twice every day.
每天有两次。
This is what Paul urged us to do.
这就是保罗他劝我们所要做的。
It's not because of the law.
这并不是因着律法。
Because of his mercy.
是因着他的怜悯。
Think about his love.
想想他的慈爱。
Think about his mercy.
想想他的怜悯。
Think about his grace.
来想想他的恩典。
And how can I not to offer myself as living sacrifice?
我怎能不把自己献上作为活祭?
Brother and sister, this will transform our entire Christian experience.
弟兄姐妹，这要改变我们所有基督徒属灵的经历。
Our life will be changed.
我们的生命要被改变。
Our mind will be renewed.
我们的心思要被改变。
Why our mind has not been renewed?
为什么我们的心思还没有更新呢?
Because we have not consecrated our life.
因为我们还没有把自己奉献。
If we consecrate our life to the Lord.
如果我们把生命奉献给主
的话, and renew that every day.
而且每天来更新的话,
and our mind will be renewed.
我们的心意要更新而变化。
Used to the prophet, the old prophet now become lost.
啊，这个原来的旧的预言现在就
the gain
啊原
得着变成
原来的得着就变成我们现在的损失。
Well, and then we even consider everything a loss.
而且我们是万物都是有损的。
Compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus.
与认识基督相比的话，万事都是粪土。
How can a person have this kind of mind?
怎么一个人会有这样的心意呢？
How can a person who have this kind of mind consider everything lost?
怎么样有一个人会这样来思想，就是万物都当作有损的?
Because he is a consecrated person.
因为他是一个奉献的人。
Only a consecrated person will have this mind.
只有一个奉献的人才有这样的心意。
We will never obtain this mind if we do not consecrate our life to Jesus.
如果我们不把自己的生命来献给主耶稣的话，我们不可能有这样的心意。
This is the encouragement from Paul.
这是从保罗所来的鼓励。
He urges us.
他劝我们。
Brothers.
弟兄们。
In views of God's mercy.
我以神的慈悲。
To offer your bodies as living sacrifices.
劝你们将身体献上当作活祭。
Holy and pleasing to God.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
This is your spiritual act of worship.
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Brother and sister, I urge you not to postpone anymore.
弟兄姐妹们，我劝你们不要再拖延。
We cannot postpone this anymore.
我们不能再拖延。
We either need to consecrate today.
我们今天就要来奉献。
Or we need to renew our consecration today.
或者我们要来更新我们的奉献。
And we need to have that commitment.
我们需要有这样的交托。
We will renew it twice every day.
我们每天两次的来更新
，so that we can live for Him，
所以我们可以为他而活
，by His mercy，
靠着他的怜悯。
Let's pray，
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you，
父啊，我们感谢您
，that you're still giving us opportunity，
您还在给我们机会
，you still give us breath，
您还给我们气息。
And give us that life.
给我们生命。
We can learn how to live for you.
我们可以学习怎样为你而活。
May you speak to our heart.
愿您对我们的心说话。
To see that we belong to you.
看到我们是属于你的。
But now you ask us.
现在您要来问我们。
To become that bond servant willingly.
您要我们自愿的成为这样的奴仆。
To offer our bodies as living sacrifices.
把身体献上当作活祭。
Father, I pray that Holy Spirit encourage us.
父啊，我祷告您的圣灵来鼓励我们。
Encourage all of us.
来鼓励我们每一位。
Not to postpone this any longer.
不在这件事上再有单言。
Encourage us to consecrate ourselves.
激励我们把自己奉献。
Encourage us to renew our past consecration.
激励我们更新我们原有的奉献。
Encourage us to renew every day.
来激励我们每天更新。
Bless your own words.
祝福您自己的话语。
We thank you for this time.
我们为这个时间感谢您。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.